Now and Again is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage, Keanu, and more, head on over to cageclub.me. That is cageclub.me. Please play this song on the radio. Please play this song on the radio. Hey, it's March. It's your Now and Again side B-E-P. It's a B-P. It's a bees P. There's bees. I'm Chris. And with me is Nico.
And you know what's really funny? My favorite vape that I have on hand is the Honey Bee. It's just super cute. And it's just got this one little button and it charges on USB. And I just thought it was super cute that you're like, Buzz, there's bees. I'm like, there are bees.
I love it. It's bees, boy. Bees. Beads? Bees. That's all of the jokes from other shows I know about bees. What we're doing today, it already sucks. But what we're actually doing today for Now and Again might suck or it might be awesome. It's something I've wanted to do for a while, and it's something that I hope can become a continuing kind of segment. I created a 5-song playlist that has a theme, and that's going to be made public, and you guys will be able to kind of watch along with us. And this is going to be a live commentary, kind of biting off of Joey and Mike, who are doing their Cagementaries, because they are the first people to ever come up with the idea of talking about something while watching it. So shout outs to them, and we're going to watch 5 videos, and we'll tell you when we are hitting play so that you guys can watch along with us, or you can just listen to us have our minds slowly break, because I did this to myself. Nico, are you ready for this?
I'm hanging in as best I can.
So this theme, these 5 videos, I've called it Daddy, I Want to Make a Song Too. And these are 5 songs from people who have, or their parents have, a lot of money and were born into a lot of privilege, and they're famous for stuff outside of music, but they decided, hey, I want to do music too, with interesting results.
I just want to go on record as saying I see the track list, and fuck you.
Yeah, this should be...
And this, fuck you, because... One.
So you feel free to inflict deep hurting on me in some way.
Oh, like. Oh, okay, 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 it will, okay, it will hurt, it will hurt.
I think your Dave Chappelle soundboard broke.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt like a late 90s Whoopi Goldberg movie, it's gonna hurt.
Alright, so I think this is as good as it's going to get. So I'm opening track 1 and pressing pause on it, and rewinding it back to 0 seconds. So those of you at home who have the playlist, go ahead and click on Paris Hilton's Stars Are Blind video, pause it up at 0 seconds, and then when I say play, we're all going to hit play together. For children who are listening to the show, where are your parents? Can you tell them who Paris Hilton was?
Like, contextually, or like, because, okay, so Paris Hilton, who is still relatively famous, if I may...
more famous than us, for sure.
Ish. Paris Hilton is a granddaughter of the Hilton heirs. She had a TV show with Nicole Richie, The Simple Life. Nicole Richie, who is the adopted daughter of Lionel Richie, and also ex-wife of Joel Madden. No. Benji Madden? No.
For all I know.
Pete Wentz! Oh, damn it! Pete Wentz! Who's so hot.
Wait, no. No, it was Good Charlotte. Pete Wentz is Ashley Simpson.
Oh, gosh. Wait, so yeah. Oh, and they're still married. No, are they divorced?
Who cares?
Oh, my God. What a tangle web we weave when we give a fuck about these people. So, Paris Hilton's antics, and, I mean, she's the reason we say, that's hot. But her antics did get her, like, legit kind of kicked out of the family, kind of, sort of. She's no longer receiving an inheritance.
Really? She doesn't need it, though. I mean, that's just crazy at that
point. She hustles for her money. She hustles.
Okay. She did unironically make a lot of money off of creating a brand around herself. Like, if you only know Kim Kardashian... Paris Hilton is the Kardashian. Like, she is the prototype. Straight down to the sex tape being, like, one of the roots of fame.
I agree.
Kim Kardashian followed the Hilton playbook play by play and both got to essentially the same place, but the time was righter. Or maybe there were just more Kardashians, so that is, I don't know. We'll get to that soon. But
and I just want to, she also falls into the category of the Jessica Simpson-esque, I'm dumb, yeah, kind of girl. And I mean, you know, not woman, I mean, you know, playing the girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's
I mean, the entire show just... that they had was about how dumb they were. Like, they didn't know what, like, animals were. Like, that,
look,
or like, they didn't, they'd never met someone who didn't wear, like, designer shoes. Like, that was the whole point of the show. And while there's probably a modicum of reality to that, no one is that stupid, I think. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt on that.
Yeah. I want to hit play so that we okay. can be done with it.
So those of you who are at home, Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind. Press play in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, we're listening to this. We got some black and white waves. This might accidentally... Surprise, Nico, I was pranking you. This is actually Chris Isaak's Wicked Games.
Oh, God, it's everywhere.
We got like a ska beat going on here. So I'm not going to lie.
The tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm going to be... Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, it does sound like that song. But at the same time... So here's what I'm hearing so far. I appreciate that they're not just slapping a million pounds of auto-tune on this and having like a dance song. Like they are being like, just talk, sing, and we'll work around you.
But it's like sexy baby wants a naughty daddy kind of talk, sing, and I hate it.
Nico, I've unironically heard you say that sentence to me before.
Well, when the naughty daddy's you, I mean, no, this is awful. I hate this.
Look, this could absolutely be like a post-2008 Gwen Stefani song. Oh, we're at the chorus now. We got some necking.
This it also could be a Gap ad.
Oh, it does look very, very perfume/cologne ad. But so I think the saddest thing that we're going to see over the course of these videos by people with famous dads. The last one is kind of a wild card, but of the famous daughters kind of bracket, this is going to be the one that tries the hardest in both song and video, which is so sad.
Is there
that much that separates this in your mind from... like a Rebecca Black kind of thing? Because that's almost the exact same thing. It's like your parents paid for you to have a song and video for your sweet 16, and someone did all the work and you just kind of showed up, except this was like meant to be released to humans.
This is, I mean, the vocals are awful. They're awful. They are legitimately bad. She's singing like she's... Like, I mean, she sounds like Lana Del Rey, but less invested. Like,
I was going to say, that's kind of an insult to Lana Del Rey. Oh, we got her actually singing here on this bridge.
No. And she, it's just like, and the video is just like, I'm Paris Hilton, and look how sexy. Look,
that is.
Look how sexy. Look how sexy.
Far and away the
look
most
how sexy.
Obnoxious part.
Look how sexy.
Is
look how sexy. Look how sexy. No, seriously. If you thought that was annoying, that's what it's like watching it.
Could this song?
No, so I hope she dies.
Ask after all. I hope
this video has a dark ending.
Just she murders him.
No, he accidentally kills her doing the stunt.
If this is what I'm going to ask as we get towards the end of every song, if anyone else was singing the song, could it have been good?
No. I think we entertain how bad it is because she's so bad, but like, it's a bad song.
This is maybe the only time, I mean, I think I'm going to say that all the rest of these are terrible songs. I feel like this almost was a good song. Like, there's potential here, but it's just completely unrealized.
I just think it sounds like a thousand other really boring songs.
Oh, completely. That
okay, I think it's just going to autoplay into the next one.
Yeah, well, hit pause and rewind to zero on the next one. So did you know? Did you know before this that Paris Hilton had a song or music?
Oh, she has multiple.
Yes. Is this the first time you've heard Paris Hilton?
No, sadly.
Yeah. So how'd you like that?
I liked it about as much as I ever liked it, which is not at all. Here's the thing about that song. Blah 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 blah. The problem is, we talk more dynamically than that vocal line. That vocal line is written for the tone deaf. That vocal line is written so that somebody like everybody, you know how even non-creative people by self definition. I don't mean like I never think anybody's non-creative. I think everybody's got amazing ideas inside of them. But like self-determined non-creative people, they always have that one thing inside them, that one short story that they're really proud of, or like they wrote a song at the piano one time, but it's that one song. That's,
or someone told them once that they were really funny and should do stand up.
And they always tell the same seven jokes. That's this. That is this. This song is like I can kind of hear it on like a fourth grade recorder, just kind of like.
you do a shockingly good impression of like an 8-year old playing recorder.
Thank you. Thank you.
You should do stand
up. Well, I'll try and work it in. I'm working on my book.
That'd be a good type five. It just was part of that.
Oh my god, no. So I have this uncomfortable story, right? Okay, so in the course of my life I have been so fortunate, and I say this all the time. I say that we all shine brightest when we shine together, and I literally mean that. I mean, like, everybody's got their own special glow and their own special light, and everybody should share their light, not Paris.
I love that.
Everybody else should share their light.
I love that Katy Perry song.
I wouldn't say people should feel like plastic bags, but we were just telling – it was fellow gay people, and we were just telling gay people stories. And by gay people stories, I mean, you know, the sort of stories that gay people tell each other that straight people would be like, oh my god, what? Yeah, and we're just like, guys, it was a Tuesday.
If we heard those stories, it would be like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is it's like our face.
Oh my god, that's exactly what it's like.
And then our faces.
Dude, that's exactly what it's like. That's literally what it's like. That's, anyway.
It belongs in a museum.
I told this story about how one time when I was like, 15, I was trying to hook up with this dude that I found in a chat room, and he was like, I'm a really good guy, everybody knows it, and everyone will tell you, if you meet anybody that knows me, they'll tell you I'm a really good guy, you can trust me. And I'm like, okay. And so he's like, but I don't want to pick you up at your house, walk to this public location and tell me what you'll be wearing. And I'm like, okay. So I do this, and the guy gets there, he goes, you look kind of old for 15. Sorry, man. Not into it. And he drove away.
Oh, my God. I'm every part. Right? Oh, God. My face is melting.
So I tell this story, and one of the amazing guys that we're hanging out with, his response was literally deadpan looking at me, locking eyes with me, and goes, that's your 5-minute set. And he's like an entertainment guy. And so, like, it was just one of those moments that was like, no, you don't understand. That's just my life. Like, sorry, man. You look kind of old for 15. Not into it. Just
damn it.
Drove away in his truck.
Yeah, man, you were really close to ending up on... If you'd gone through with that, we wouldn't be talking on Now and Again. They'd, like, be talking about you on My Favorite Murder or something like that.
I have... And another story immediately comes to mind, and all I'm going to say is, you know, I kind of knew what I was getting into when I realized we were going into a basement that had bead curtains. But I'll be honest, the classic printing presses took me by surprise.
All right, you ready to hit play on Kim Kardashian's Jam, Turn It Up extended music video? You're welcome. This is the director's cut.
Fuck you! Okay, right, ready?
Wait, Nico, do you want to give... I mean, we kind of talked about who Kim Kardashian is already. She's Paris Hilton for like 5 years later in the bigger family. Cool. We're gonna hit.
She's Mrs. Yeah, Easy.
Exactly. She like put a champagne glass on her butt or something like that for some pictures, and then named her child North. We're gonna hit play on this in 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh my god, it's already horrible. It's already literally the worst thing I've ever seen. This is already that time I hit my head and I had to have a, like, an MRI.
This is the worst Gaspar Noé film I've ever seen. Oh boy. So this is just her ass. Did they even film this? Or is this just, like, shots from other stuff? Oh, nope, she is... Oh. Alright, so does... How can Paris Hilton not rise at least a little bit in your mind after this? This is just... Oh. Wow. I didn't actually listen to any of these songs. I just put them on...
Oh my god, my jaw's on the floor. This is the worst. This is... Oh my god, this is actually... This isn't art.
This is like...
This is literally why Quincy Jones gave that interview.
This is the Gift Shop, which is... I don't love Banksy's art. I think it's like kind of obvious. But there's... The Exit of the Gift Shop is a great movie, and there's a part at the end of this... At the end of it where... after, like, someone who is, like, a very bad version of him, that's kind of what the movie's about, who he inspired to get into art, he says at the end, he's like, I used to inspire everyone to make art. I think it's really important. I don't really do that anymore. I feel like that's what this is. It's like no one should be creative anymore. No one should try. We should all just give up.
Can I tell you what this video is making me think? She walked into the director's office and she said, listen, I want to do a music video that's like Lady Gaga, but also Batman for sexy. So can we do Lady Gaga meets Batman for sexy?
We're just going to record. They basically just recorded one of her modeling shoots and slapped a pink or like purple filter on it in After Effects. And we're like, cool, we got it. They gave up on her lip syncing already. There was like 12 seconds of her lip syncing to the song, and they were just like, no, we're good. We got enough.
The, like, a dozen songs from the 90s that this is ripping off are so much better, and hearing this just makes me want to hear a better song.
When we've talked about on the show, like, the idea that every song is somebody's favorite song, is this somebody's favorite song?
Kanye's.
Oh, it's her favorite song, I bet. Oh my god, do you ever think that she, like, played Kanye some of her music? And was like, what do you think?
That's when he had his jaw wired shut.
Oh no, I just got a phone call. My mom is dead. Her ass again.
Is that what that is?
I thought it was two hams fighting over something.
I just kept thinking it was supposed to be artistic.
It just keeps going. I'm so sorry, listeners. Turn it up, DJ.
Turn it up. This is awful. This is so bad.
So here's the question. Knowing what's coming next, will one of the songs be worse than this? I think she's answering for us.
I can't believe you didn't put Brick Hogan in here.
Oh, I knew I was forgetting one. Fuck. All right, well, that's for the sequel. Because I'm sure 5 years from now, there'll be a lot more of this happening. And then we'll slam Brick Hogan onto there. She can be the Paris Hilton. She can open it and we'll be like, wow, well, that wasn't too bad now that we've listened to all this shit. Just close-ups, the close-ups on her body are, at this point, are uncomfortable. I think it's just the exact same video. They only recorded 2 minutes, and then when they hit the 2 minute point, they just, like, copied and pasted it in reverse.
The song is the thing about it is, I literally think it might be in reverse, and I think it doesn't make a difference.
That was
literally one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was wretched. Let's I mean, hey, we're on the family. So I don't know what the relationship between people with the last name Kardashian and celebrities with the last name Jenner is, but I know they're, like, related? Question mark.
So, Caitlyn Jenner married, I think of the mom's name. Caitlyn.
Right, yes. But, so it went Kardashian, and then...
Rob Kardashian married...
That's how that...
No, Rob Kardashian married and had children with... What's her name?
I don't even know how this works.
The mom. The famous mom.
Is
whichever Kardashian or Jenner she is.
The only thing I know about this family is basically from what I saw on The People versus O.J. Simpson. And so that means I only know David Schwimmer saying juice over and over again. Uncle Juice.
It's like... There's a Chloe, and there's Kim, and there's other... There's... This is how little I know about these people. I'm not even kidding. I hate them so much, I won't have anything to do with them. So, I literally don't know the mom's name. I feel like if I heard it, I'd be like, oh, that's it!
Yeah, I don't know.
But, we'll call her... we'll call her Koopa. So, yes. Robert Kardashian was married to King Koopa Jenner. Uh-huh. And then King Koopa Jenner married Caitlyn Jenner. And they are all reality stars. And
yes.
There's the dancing Rob Kardashian. Sure. And there's
Is that the one who was married to Blac Chyna or whatever?
Yes, or whatever.
Okay, yeah. I know that because my school's like where the teachers upload the stuff is called Blackboard, and sometimes when I start to type that in, it'll like autofill, but sometimes I'll just get to like BLAC and hit enter. And it won't autofill. So I've seen like the Google front page about Blac Chyna a bunch of times, and I accidentally know more about that person than I should, which is like very little, essentially nothing, but more than I should.
Yep, I have those.
Yeah.
No, that was horrible.
I mean, I can't imagine just seeing what's coming that this is going to get better. We're going to hell tonight.
I fucking hate you. I mean, like, you're literally my best friend, but, like, I hate you.
All right. This song's only 250. They know how to not overstay their welcome here.
Okay, count it down, brother.
All right, so this is Kylie Jenner's Three Strikes, and we're hitting play in 3, 2, 1, go. I feel like this is as good as we're going to get, this little synth line here. It's all downhill from here. Are we going to be totally auto-tuned, do you think? Yep. Well, not as bad. This sounds like a, what the fuck is her name?
Ellie Goulding.
What's that?
Ellie Goulding.
Yes, it sounds like a bad Ellie Goulding.
Yeah. Song. This sounds like shitty Ellie Goulding. Yeah,
that's exactly. I'm so glad you knew who I was referring to.
Those first two records are fucking amazing. I think
Kylie Jenner's big thing is that she's got lips. So within the first 10 seconds of both of their videos, we get a reminder of what their most valuable asset is. Very good. Oh, game time, folks. They're texting because they're hip youths. Oh, the Tarantino shot. Love that. I don't want to die at all.
So I assume she's Caitlyn and Koopa's.
I feel like that makes sense, yeah, because of the last name. So it was only... Is only Kim? Oh, there's Chloe. That's who it is. So Kim and Chloe come from the guy who says Uncle Juice a lot?
Yes.
I guess.
Man, wait, now I want to listen to some Ellie Goulding.
It is really just a bad Ellie Goulding song. But
now I want to listen to Ellie Goulding.
This being a bad Ellie Goulding song still makes it
the best of the three.
The first or second best song of this.
Yeah, this is the best of the three so far.
King... What? King Kylie?
King Koopa is a hint.
Oh my god, it's all coming together.
I keep being like, what Jenner? Something Jenner. Something Jenner.
I have no idea, and I'm not looking it up ever.
Oh no, I don't ever want that in my history.
Yeah, well, I hope you've signed on a YouTube that's not yours. Oh no, wait, did I accidentally... Oh no, I made the playlist on the Now and Again YouTube, but I watched it on my own YouTube, and now my recommended videos are forever ruined.
No, you can remove them. You can remove this from your viewing history.
Oh god, do I want to remove this from my viewing? This is more embarrassing than anything I've looked up on Pornhub for laughs.
No, it's like sometimes, if I give something a try and I hate it, I will literally go in and remove it.
Yeah. The
Blythe Jenner? Bryce Jenner?
Just think of Bryce any Jenner? Watch B as fuck name and add Jenner to it, and it's probably correct. There's probably one of them somewhere. This was just a rice cake. Like, this was
Dunka?
This was nothing. Yeah, this video was nothing. A continuing line between all three of these videos is that they filmed for like a minute and a half and just looped shit or used stock footage.
And it's just how cool.
One. There's no way.
No, fuck you. I am not okay with this. I'm so mad. And
I
angry
told you we're going to hell tonight. One of my the top YouTube comment on this is one of my favorite YouTube reviewers, the Needle Drop, Anthony Fantano, whose comment is just, "I want to die." So, this should be great. So, the next one is Tiffany Trump, Like a Bird, which I can only hope is a cover of the Nelly Furtado song, but I don't think...
I like that it features Sprite and Logic, and if it featured Spite and no Logic, it'd be familial. Well,
that's just... I imagine that's referring to Logic, the... digital audio workstation program, and the soda.
And Sprite, the soda, which she drank.
No one else worked on this. Tiffany Trump is like that Trump that the entire family hates. Like, I don't know what she did, but she's clearly the one that... I mean...
She's got the wrong mom.
He does have a completely whole and Alzheimer's and brainworm-filled like head, but I'm pretty sure he routinely forgets that she exists. And when she is around, he definitely calls her Ivanka. And she's just
she is an affair baby.
Oh.
She's an affair baby. So, like, okay. You know.
Yeah, well, sorry, Tiffany.
She's the bastard bitch.
That you were only born into a family of absolute monsters, and now you can ride that for the rest of your life. 3, 2, 1, play. Will this be the worst song, do you think?
I hate it already.
Acoustic intro here.
Oh my god, where is this? Pure Moods, I hate this.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to turn into that Kim Kardashian song in like 2 seconds. Just from like the font, there's no way this isn't a dance song. Oh, wow. What does this sound like? This sounds familiar. Not like a song, but less like a... This sounds... like not Pure Moods, what am I thinking of here? Oh, wow. This... is not the worst thing we've heard tonight. But this is a new level of bad that I didn't know existed.
Honestly, this is not as horrible as I want it to be.
It sounds like she's singing a different song than is being played. Singing in as many quotes as possible.
Yeah, the only bad part of the song is the performance.
Performance in as many quotes as possible. Ooh. Whoa.
Okay, now it's so bad it's funny. Now it's so bad it's funny. I didn't see it coming. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's like someone's first try.
Oh, this chorus came out of nowhere. Holy shit.
Oh my god. It's like not the same
It's like they're
song.
Falling asleep in the middle of the chorus. Whoa, is this Sprite or Logic?
It's actually one person named Sprite and Logic.
Oh, Sprite and Logic. Oh, that padding.
Oh. Oh my god, this went from all right to the worst song ever.
This is a lot closer to the Daddy I Want a Song kind of like Rebecca Black stuff, My Jeans kind of thing than any of the other ones. Like, this is very much in line with that.
Oh. Ivanka's wearing the family jeans. Now daddy wants me in them.
Gotta head to Mar-a-Lago on Friday.
Got to attack a teenager.
So again, I feel like with the two Kardashian slash Jenner
like
songs,
a bird. Like a bird. Like a bird. Like a bird.
There was no way that those songs could have been saved, I don't think. Could this song have been saved by someone
else? No! No! A good 2 minutes of it is satire! No!
Oh, man, that chorus is really good.
Okay, do you remember when you said that Will.i.am overproduces?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I take it back.
Yeah. This is like six. This is every idea for a song someone's ever had.
Well, she knew she had so many ideas. I was like, "You got one," and she's like, "Let's put it all together." Does this just fade out for another 10 seconds? All right. Well, sure. That was wretched. Thank you all for listeners. If you are actually listening to these songs with us, thank you for going for the ride. We got the last one here. So this is a new one, kind of, and I didn't know who this human was until about 3 weeks ago. This is Logan Paul's Out of My Hair. Logan Paul is a YouTube vlogger professionally. So I'm going to be entirely honest with you. Everything I know about this guy comes from the whole thing he did a couple of weeks ago where he went to the suicide forest in Japan and, like, actually saw a body and was just like, fuck it, I'm filming this. And just, like, kind of showed that he's not actually a real human. And I, for some reason, in my recommended vids on YouTube, before this happened, so I don't know why it popped up, probably because I like YouTube, like, video essays, someone put out an essay called, like, The Existential Dread of Being Logan Paul. And I'm going to link it because I didn't know anything about this guy. And it was actually fascinating. This person genuinely approached him as like a subject and watched a bunch of his videos and was just like, yeah, this dude was like a dopey bro who like made a bunch of vlogs and like was actually like kind of relatable and endearing. And then he started marketing himself and just lost all sense of identity and just became like the walking embodiment of capitalism directed towards like children. And, like, no longer has a soul. And, like, it was super fascinating. So I'm going to link that in the liner notes. But I guess that's kind of the best definition that I have for who Logan Paul is just, like, a soulless money machine aimed at children, question mark?
Logan Paul is a guy who got super viney. He got, like, super-duper viney. And some of his videos early on were pretty harmless and just fine, but after a while they got to be a little misogynistic and mean-spirited. Mm. but Logan Paul didn't suddenly cross a line when he posted the Suicide Forest video. Logan Paul has kind of been a pretty general declining piece of shit for a really, really, really long time. And I super-duper love YouTube channels that are just like best of videos. Like it's gonna sound stupid, but I think meme culture is just as relevant as the news in some mm-hmm. ways, because meme culture influences what's gonna come next.
Love
because
a good meme.
The things, yeah, what is a strong sense of meme culture is a strong sense of what's influencing the people that are making art next. So
or starting an extremely racist alt-right movement. Just slap a frog on it.
And
why not?
Oh, my God. Just call it African knuckles. Kenyan knuckles? Kenyan knuckles?
I don't know what
disgusting.
That means.
Are you serious?
I think we see memes from very different places. So I think
Kenyan knuckles is this off-brand version of Knuckles from Sonic and Knuckles.
So that's what I would have guessed, and I would have assumed I was very wrong. But internet.
It's just like a really bad art version of Knuckles, and it's the Kenyan version because other countries evidently get video games that are so off-brand the graphics are different and offensive.
Yes, that is a thing that happens.
But yeah, Logan Paul has been pretty problematic for a pretty long time.
Mm-hmm.
he isn't somebody who just became problematic. And the reason that matters is because every now and then somebody comes out of nowhere with a Quincy Jones interview.
Yeah.
But this is a guy who has genuinely been a soul-rotting piece of fuck for a really long time.
Hmm.
So this wasn't any, like, oh man, Logan Paul crossed a line. This was, this fucking guy did it again. So, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least he... I mean, I don't know how good or bad this song is, but I'm assuming Aaron Paul is like his brother, and I mean, I can't imagine that this is worse than Breaking Bad.
I mean, there's so few things that are worse than Breaking Bad. It's pretty much just like Breaking Bad, Lost, and Radiohead are like the three worst things.
Yeah. So I think we have to click play here, but definitely check out that video essay. I'm going to try to dig it up. I'm going to put it in the liner notes. It's actually really fascinating, even if you have no idea who this guy is, which I... did not, and still essentially don't. Name another, like, YouTube celebrity for me.
PewDiePie.
God, that's the only other one I had. Is there another one?
Oh, there's so many, and, like, part of...
But I can't think of any.
The problem is so many of them stop being YouTube celebrities. Scott Bradley Baker with Postmodern Jukebox.
Sure, all right. F. Mary Kill, that guy, Logan Paul, PewDiePie.
I would... marry Scott Bradley Baker and then kill myself so I don't have to make the other decision.
Awesome. All right, let's hit play on this in 3, 2... Wait, before we do that, if you had to guess, what kind of music is this going to be?
I hope...
Is this going to be white boy hip-hop?
I hope... That's my guess. I hope it's, like, soulful acoustic guitar crap.
I mean, that's my hope. I certainly hope he's, like, the white bro at a party, like, playing Wonderwall. Like, I hope that's what this is. I'm going to guess it's not.
Because it has 41 million hit.
So it is almost certainly white boy rap. All right. 3, 2, 1. Hail Satan. Oh my God. I hate this already.
I hope everybody involved is barren.
That's not how you park it. Oh, what the... oh my God. What the fuck? Is this supposed to be comedy? Oh, God damn it. Oh my God, I just douche-chilled so hard that my balls crawled into my neck. He looks like if... he looks like if Greg Sestero and Owen Wilson had a baby that they decided to throw off a cliff, but it survived and, like, fed on berries and was raised by feral wolves. What are we doing? I at this point, I really hope you're watching with us and not, like, listening to this in the car or something, or else you're just getting a lot of confused dead air, because I don't understand. Like, this isn't as starkly bad as any of the Kardashian songs, but it's, like, baffling and hateable in a way I've never felt.
It is uniquely hateable. It is uniquely hateable.
Yeah, I... oh my God. If he was not famous and rich, Logan Paul would have never fucked. I'm going to say that. I'm going to make that claim. He would be like an incel alt-right guy if he was not inexplicably rich and famous. He would be posting on Reddit about how he's such a nice guy, but still no one will look at his dick. What the f... I... we now have zombies and... I don't understand what I'm watching here.
You're watching a guy masturbate with $5 million.
This is one of the strangest... they thought this was funny, right? Like when they were, well, not the models that they hired. They were just like, hey, I mean, we all need to eat. But like Logan Paul and his bros thought this was funny, right? Well, that's at least the one correct part of this. I'm sorry. This is the first time I genuinely feel bad that I did this. I feel like I should have done something better with my life. And I would just like to apologize to my parents.
I literally feel like I will never get that time back.
I know I've disappointed them in so many ways, but that is probably
that was one of the worst decisions I've ever made.
I think my friends should stop being friends with me. I think my girlfriend should leave me.
We're actually going to form a support group.
I was going to say, I think there needs to be an intervention, a Quincy Jones-esque intervention.
It actually needs to be Quincy Jones's six daughters. That's how bad that was.
Maybe you should just feed me to a bear. I don't know. Maybe, maybe I should just like take off on an iceberg and just die alone. Nico, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Rank what we just saw from best to worst. No F. Mary Kill-esque outs here. Literally rank those five songs from best to worst.
Are you serious?
I am not. I am as serious as a Tiffany Trump song.
Okay.
Like a bird.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll never get over how funny that chorus was the first time I did. I was not expecting that.
Okay. I would say the best is Three Strikes.
Okay. I can get behind that.
I would say the second best is Stars Are Blind.
Yeah, 100% those are one and two, in some order.
I would say Tiffany Trump and Logan Paul kind of duke it out for three and four.
Okay.
I think there actually are really good production elements to both. But I think
I could see that.
Ultimately, they are two songs being sung by horrible singers.
I think... here's the thing. I think Tiffany Trump's gets more points in my head because there was no music video, and fucking shitty Owen Wilson gets less points because there was a music video. If they were both just songs, I think they would, like, I think maybe they would switch places in my mind. I would put Tiffany Trump higher just because I don't have to see her doing, like, the worst shit I've ever seen.
Well,
like, I think the video really hurt him.
Part of the problem is the song isn't sure if it's trying to sell him as a sex symbol or if it's trying to sell him as the Lonely Island.
It thinks it's funny, and I think it thinks it's also self-deprecating.
And I think it just comes off as really.
I mean, there's douchey is just like it's a cliche, but there's no other word for that.
And like the part where he's like, "You just want to touch it," like I mean, clearly he's trying to be sexual. And, like, it's, and all of the, him being ridden by a hot chick.
Yeah, like, but it's about his hair. Get it? Get the joke? And he's got, it's like Pony. It's just like that. It's a metaphor.
It's me finishing a Madeline Kahn impression for you. It's yeah. it's just uncomfortable for everybody involved and you kind of got to laugh.
Yeah.
Because it really is like he missed that he is the joke.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, 41 million people didn't watch this ironically like we did.
No, and that is something that needs to be said. I recognize that sometimes I have a really unpopular opinion. And that's just got to be fine because there's stuff I love that other people can't find the value in.
Yeah, it's okay to like things. Like, we've said that before.
And it's okay to not like things. Don't shit on other people, but like... If you're a Logan Paul apologist at this point, I owe you a Nazi punch.
Like, yeah, I think 41 million people liking this is a sign that democracy has failed.
I wonder how many of them are Russian bots just watching it over and over again to support the agenda. It stresses me out that he has access to the minds of young men.
Yes.
It stresses me out on a level with gun control. Because he is is brainwashing them into thinking, once again, Tucker Max is funny, and he's not, and he's seriously...
I mean, I've never seen a Logan Paul vlog outside of said video essay. Is Logan Paul any worse than, like, a Kardashian, though? Like, genuine question. Isn't he just like a Kardashian
it's for, in the
like,
marketing.
Young boys?
Right, but it's in the marketing, and they're different kinds of destructive. Teaching young women that it's okay to prioritize beauty has its problematic counterbalances, yes, but... teaching young men it's okay to be sexist, implicitly homophobic by using gay as humor, pretty white boys who are self-entitled, is really dangerous. Teaching what the Kardashians sell is beauty at the cost of personality. What Logan Paul is selling is... another 70 years of men trying to domesticate women and oppressing minorities. And I think that's more dangerous.
Mm. Yeah, I won't disagree with you there. I'm going to tell a quick story, if you don't mind.
Oh my God, I'm relieved it's just not me.
Well, back when we were in early high school, I want to say, it wasn't really a party. It was like a get together in a basement at a mutual friend's house. And, I had gotten there before Nico did, and he came, and I walked up to him, and I was like, hey! And for no reason whatsoever, he decided to uppercut me directly in the testicles.
No. It was not shortly after saying hello. It was shortly after we started a game of I forget what game, but it was a game where we were supposed to be playing. There was a game involved. I don't know, man. I was on an enormous number of chemicals.
Well, here's the thing. I think
a horrible.
You've tried to like apologize for it and rationalize uppercutting me in the testicles with the large ring on your hand for no reason. But I think actually we just closed the loop. I think actually you went back in time to punish me for what just occurred.
Yes. This is how I fight Judy, and This is how I get to the White Lodge.
Yes.
There is no Laura in this timeline. Two birds with one stone. the A-bomb created mm-hmm. Bob. yeah. No, I'm so sorry, man.
No.
I think
we are now even. And I can't wait until the next time we do this. And you create a playlist. And we have more deep hurting. Because this was, I think, the worst thing I've ever done in my life. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is,
That was...
You know when you go into an event and you're like, I regret what I'm about to do, and you, like, have that, like, dread regret, but you know you're going to do it anyway?
Yeah.
I'm going to have that feeling for the rest of my life whenever I think about this playlist.
I knew this was a mistake, but I did it anyway. You know, I always say no regrets, but...
no rugrats.
You know, maybe I could have been a better person in my past lives, you know?
Oh, before I forget, I just wanted to give you guys an update. We've heard from the parents, and the six children that recently suffered baby bashing are doing much better. It looks like at least four of them will see again, and that's really all we can ask for.
The Now and Again Baby Bash Telethon, hosted by Nico and myself, with special guests Logan Paul, Kim Kardashian, Quincy Jones. It's
coming. Bono.
Bono. Bono's child, Irishman, Q-bird. Philanthropist, iPod, Genuine Q, or whatever it was.
Alphabets or something? It was like Alphabets Juicy Q.
Oh, man, I hope whoever is putting together the Now and Again official Wikia really, really gets all these recurring characters that we've introduced to the Now and Again universe.
Because it is becoming a magical universe.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Thanos is coming and we're going to wrap it up soon.
Yeah.
Just tell them where they can find you, I guess. I'm going to go...
in therapy.
I'm going to go dig a hole in the backyard and lay down in it.
I'm gay, so I would never know, but I kind of feel like this is like your one night stand calling you to say they're pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
It's that feeling of my life isn't going to shine the same way anymore.
Yep.
Where can you find me? Oh God. I don't want you to find me. I need to be alone for a little while. No, you can find me at the newly redesigned and amazing KidRiotComics.com. It looks so great. I'm so happy. I can't believe it. It looks like a dream. So, you know, yay.
Yay.
And you can check me out on Instagram, where I can't stop posting like Towel Tuesdays and Towel Thursdays and like Selfie in a Towel Saturdays at Nico Vasilo, NicoVasilo. You can slow it down and listen to it again to get the spelling at Instagram.
You could find me at Chris Podcasts or curled up in the fetal position and weeping in the shower. Yeah. And I don't know. This is the worst thing I've ever done. I'm sorry for disappointing my parents, and we'll catch on the flip side or whatever. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't resist, not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so much wrong with taking the back streets. You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go. You're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the home in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. The world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on. Hey, hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on.